local news for the first time today with Lee Dinoon. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everyone. Indiana leaders have agreed to appoint a panel of teachers, principals, and superintendents to rewrite the state school grading system in the wake of a grade-changing scandal. Lawmakers had already tasked the state education department with rewriting the grading formula before an Associated Press report that showed former state education chief Tony Bennett secretly altered the formula last September to benefit a donor's Indianapolis charter school. A new high school equivalency exam will soon replace the GED in Indiana. As State Impact Indiana's Ellie Moxley reports, the new test will more closely align with the state's college and career-ready standards.
Starting next year, GED Testing Service will drop its paper and pencil test in favor of an online-only exam. The test will cost about $120, significantly more than the $70 students spend now. But Department of Workforce Development spokesman Joe Frank says cost is just one reason the state is moving away from the GED. He says the new Test Assessing Secondary Completion, or TASC, is a better measure of college and career readiness.
We really want to make this a robust, rigorous credential so that employers see this as a true high school equivalency.
CTB McGraw-Hill will administer the new test. The same company oversees I-STEP exams for the state's K-12 students. But Frank says he's not worried about computer glitches like the ones that slowed test takers this spring.
A good amount of the folks who take the test are pencil and paper-based test takers. We're not going to have hundreds of thousands of people taking the test on the same few days.
Frank says very few of the adult learning centers that administer the tests and none of the state's prisons were prepared to make the switch to online only, another reason the Department of Workforce Development went with TASC. Robert Moore is the director of adult education for the Monroe County Community School Corporation. He says Indiana isn't the only state moving away from the GED.
The hardest transition really is getting over that name recognition because employers and the military and colleges and everybody in the public generally kind of defaults to GED like they would, for example, Kleenex when referring to facial tissue.
Students who started the GED have until December to finish. Otherwise, they'll have to start over with a new test. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.
Indianapolis sports and civic leaders are expected to announce they will seek to host the Super Bowl in 2018. Governor Mike Pence, Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard, and Colts owner Jim Irsay plan to join other civic leaders in announcing their bid decision this morning at Lucas Oil Stadium. State health officials have confirmed a case of measles in Monroe County, and the affected individual visited Indianapolis International Airport while infectious. The State Department of Health is asking people who visited the airport August 22nd and developed symptoms of measles to stay home and call their health care provider. WFYI weather, some areas of fog this morning, then mostly sunny, a high of 91. Slight chance of showers and storms tonight, a low of 73. Saturday and Sunday, partly sunny, chance of showers and storms with highs near 92. Right now, we have clear skies and 70 degrees and some fog. For WFYI News, I'm Lee Dinoon.
Okay, Lee, thanks. It's 6:34 on this Friday morning. The Colts.